Public satisfaction with traffic service provided by the Indonesian National Police has increased from 84.83 to 94.92%. According to Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Rini Widianti, in a statement issued here on Thursday, she said that this positive trend is a testament to Polri's commitment to enhancing professionalism, maintaining human approach, and adopting technology to improve services. And that was the news.
selalu mataku merasa malu. Semakin dalam ia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari menuju pagi, sedikit cemas, banyak rindunya.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saudara, beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia sesungguhnya. Kilauan samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, disitu ku ada bersamamu saudara. Yang warna kita
Indonesia.
The escalating conflict that happens over the weekend between Iran and Israel has sparked many reactions from the world leaders. What kind of impact that this conflict will give to the world? let's have a conversation with international observer Hikmahanto Juwana. I'm Yunika, and this is VOI Talk. Good morning, Pak Hikmahanto. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Very good morning to you, Yunika.
Thank you so much. It's good to hear that. And let's, regarding to the topic, let's just jump right into the questions.
Sure.
Sir, how big is the impact of Iran-Israel conflict on global geopolitics?
It's big. I have to tell you that it's a big thing. And the reason is because the attack by Israel to Iran is not generated by the government in Israel, but it is also backed by the United States. We understand from the statement of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the attack has been completed. And he said that it is up now to the United States government to follow up on the attack. That means that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now is not responsible for the attack, but it's going to be the policy of the U.S. government. Now, we understand that Iran does not surrender. So they attacked Israel, and the attack has been done. We do not know whether there's going to be more attacks from Iran to Israel. Is it going to target the military headquarters that Iran is going to attack, or it may also attack civilians? Of course, we are worried if the attack is against civilians. But I have to tell you that the precision of the Israel attack against Iran was not very precise, because there are civilians too who have been, who have died or injured because of the attack. So this is going to be a very big issue in international geopolitics. And we have to watch very carefully on this issue, because if the U.S. is going to track Iran, probably based on a security arrangement between U.S. and Israel, whereby one attack against one country is an attack to another country, then the U.S. now will have the basis to attack Iran. The question is whether other countries will let Iran fight the war only by itself, or they will assist Iran. For example, countries like Russia, North Korea, or even Iraq, those who have probably a policy that is in line with Iran. So again, I have to say it's going to be a big issue.
Since you said, because the U.S. is also involved and maybe other countries will also be dragged into this happen and also matter, I want to know, to what extent will this conflict affect the global economy?
Of course, it will affect the global economy, especially the supply chain of the world, because we are in a globalized world. We cannot live alone. We need export, and then we need to export, and then we also dependent on probably import from one another. And this is going to affect the world economy. I suppose there's going to be a slowdown on the world economy, and the slowdown of world economy means that the slowdown of every country's economy. So it's a big challenge for everyone because of this escalation of war. Because probably a lot of people will not think that the U.S. Is going to attack Iran, but this is happening. The U.S. is attacking Iran. However, I have to say that the U.S., if they attack Iran directly before Israel attack, then they have no basis under international law. So they probably ask Israel to attack first, and then afterwards it's going to be the U.S. based on the security arrangement. So I see that this has surprised a lot of world leaders, and they are very concerned. They must go to the United Nations, especially the Security Council, but it may not have an effective effect. Nonetheless, it has to go to the UN. So with this kind of event happening, I'm sure that this will cause tremendous effect on global economy. Probably also at the stock exchanges around the world. You know, it's going to be probably have its impact. So we need to watch carefully on this.
It will affect the stock exchange, and also it will slow down the economy. But besides economy, sir, which sectors do you think will be most affected by this conflict?
Well, oil and gas, because the world depends on oil and gas. So I'm suspecting that there's going to be an increase in oil prices, gas prices, and this will affect industry of around the world which uses oil and gas. So the price hike of, for example, oil will affect, you know, the price of commodities. So we need to watch this very carefully.
And because this matter has a really big and huge impact, not even on the countries that are involved directly, but maybe to most countries, how you think Indonesia should deal with it, since Indonesia running an open trade economy?
Yeah, this is an issue, as I mentioned, that the government needs to look very carefully, and they have to have plans. They need to have a plans that if the worst scenario occurred, what is going the government do on making sure that there's not going to be any big disruption in our national economy and our national life, you know, politically, socially. So we need to have to look into that very carefully. And I hope the government has a plan, a contingency plan, if this war has escalated tremendously, so that the people will not be affected. And I think the government needs to have good communication with the people so that the people understand, for example, why there's going to be a price hike, why there's going to be a decrease in subsidy of oil to the people, so they have to pay much more. And of course, you know, the war in Middle East needs to be communicated to our people.
Since it will have a huge impact, your advice is to the government needs to communicate it to the people. Yes. And I also want to know, do you think this conflict will be discussed at the G7 summit in Berlin and leaders meeting in Singapore?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the G7 meeting will take place in Canada, not in Germany. Yes, it will be discussed. And it will be discussed also because it's a hot topic and it's very recent. And the world with this kind of situation, what are the alternatives that they may have in order to calm down the situation? The Indonesian government, for example, have made a statement that every country should restrain, you know, itself, especially of using force. So I think it is very important that countries will discuss this issue, because again, this will disrupt the international geopolitics. It will disrupt also the continuation of national life in every country. The one that will hit first is probably the least developed countries, and then the developing countries, later on probably the issue is not resolved very soon.
In your opinion, is there any realistic path toward peace between Iran and Israel? And what would it take?
Well, the realistic path is for the leaders in Israel or in the U.S. Stepping down, hoping that there's going to be a change of policy. But it is up to the people of the country, of Israel and also of the U.S. If the people in Israel and the U.S. feel that with the two leaders now taking in command and it is not beneficial to them, then, you know, there's always a process constitutionally in their respective countries so that the leaders can be forced to step down from the office. So, again, it is up to the people of those countries. I understand that in the U.S. There's initiation of trying to impeach the president. Probably in Israel, the parliament members may, the opposition may take over the executive so that they will be in power and then they change their policy. And you have to understand that it's up to the people. If the people in Israel, for example, they dislike the policy of Prime Minister of Benjamin Netanyahu, then because with this policy, Iran is attacking Israel, and you know the one who become a victim is going to be the people. Same thing like in the U.S. Yeah, so it's to the people of those countries. But you know, from the Indonesian side or other country side, you know, we can influence the people in the U.S. with the people in Israel that we need to have peace. We do not want to have war. You know, we do not want leaders who are trigger happy, meaning that you have the arsenal and then they use arsenal as they wish. I mean, that is not the purpose of having arsenal, you know, the military equipment, so that if there's going to be deadlock, then you just pressure with this use of force.
Okay, thank you so much, Pak Hikmahanto, for your insights for in today's matter. Thank you so much, Pak, for joining us today.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for the listener.
Conflict is like a wide open wound that needs to be healed before it's getting worse. Hopefully, there'll be a solution for all conflict on Earth. I'm Yunika. Thank you for listening to VOI Talk.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
Changing Conflict of Indonesia.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Petik untuknya dalam kepada yang kuhormati di sana. Ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku, berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nyawamu. Semesta riang, tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Di sana riang ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ina Metropolis, sang mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pinggang teh dengan beriat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu oh janda. Ku dalam hati terbesi dalam air dan api. Nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dalam sebisa yang riang. Ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ina Metropolis, mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku bukan terkenal melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu oh janda.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa ku tuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang. Ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka? Tahukah bintang?
itu aku.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as kempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is added with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Bersamamu melayang
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
The Health Ministry and World Health Organization have designated the Health Polytechnic Network as a WHO collaborating centers for nursing and midwifery education and development to build health workforce capacity. Confirming the development here on Thursday, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that the designation reflects Indonesia's leadership in workforce development, as